come across these wanted posters. You know, you see somebody's face on a poster and it says wanted. Perhaps the person is missing and their family wants to find them. Or maybe it's a person who has committed a crime or is thought to have committed a crime and the police want that person. Either way, there's a search going on, yes? With a view to finding this person. You know, God has a few wanted posters as well. There are certain groups of people that he is looking for. And he's seeking them. He's searching for them. And he will pursue them until he finds them. And this morning, I'd like us to consider one of these groups that is on God's wanted list. True worshippers. In the Gospel of John, chapter 4, we discover something about the worshippers that God is seeking. In this chapter, God meets a woman at a well in the region of Samaria, and Samaria was located north of Jerusalem in Israel. And Jesus and this woman get talking. Now, this in itself was incredibly unusual. Firstly, Jesus was a Jew, and this woman was a Samaritan, and the Jews and the Samaritans just didn't get on, big time. There was racial and religious tension between the two groups that had been going on for 500 years. Another reason what makes it quite astonishing that Jesus and this woman started talking was that Jesus was a man. And the Samaritan was a woman. And at this particular time, Jews would not speak to women in public, far less speak to a Samaritan woman. But Jesus was not going to let these taboos put him off. He had important things to say to this woman, things that were going to completely change her life. Completely. And one of these important things was his teaching on worship. Reading from the NET Bible, let's break into John chapter 4 and verse 20, where the Samaritan woman says, "Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you people say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman," or "believe me, madam, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, because salvation is from the Jews. But a time is coming, and now is here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such people to be his worshippers. God is spirit, and the people who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Worship is a huge topic. Volumes of books have been written about it. Church leaders have vigorously debated it. Some people have even fallen out over it. But what is worship? Is it a favorite praise song? Is it some kind of religious ritual? Is it a church service? The word worship comes from worth-ship. And this indicates that worship is to be given to someone who is worthy to receive it. So how might we define worship? Well, I come up with this. Worship is honoring God through our lifelong offerings of reverent awe, joyful praise, and willing obedience, because he's worth it. I'll just say that again. Worship is honoring God through our lifelong offerings of reverent awe, joyful praise, and willing obedience, because he's worth it.